Hello everybody, this is George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel again. And in this video I'm going to be saying why I shall not vote for Reform United Kingdom. So Reform UK is the new guise of the Brexit party. The logo is the same, many of the people at the top of the party are the same, including Nigel Farage, who just reclaimed leadership of the party, simply ordered Richard Tice to stand down. Tice obliged immediately. He's also a business part owned by Farage and Tice. Obviously, it's good that he exists, and I'm glad that there's a wide gamut of options for people to vote for. And it shakes things up a little bit. It pricks the complacency of the Tory Labour establishment. One of things that Farage has done, as well as increasing national gaiety, is forcing the others to up their game, and making people realise the two major parties have got far more in common than they care to admit. So give the Conservative Party a real run from its money. But his rhetoric is often distasteful, and it's reasonable to want to reduce immigration, but he doesn't want to stop all immigration. Neither do I. That would be insane and dangerous. But some of his rhetoric has been unpalatable, anti-Romanian rhetoric, saying Romanian crime wave and stuff like that. Now, I don't have any data on this. But even if you could prove that Romanians are more likely to commit crime than others, this such irresponsible rhetoric is still bad news. Is inflammatory, and it is guaranteed to exacerbate prejudice against Romanians. And it could be any ethnicity, any nationality, any religion. Now, that's really unhelpful to say things like that. And he wanted Enoch Poll to join the UK Independence Party way back when it was founded in the early 90s, but Enoch Poll did not do so. So it's not not reasoned arguments against excessive immigration, or saying that those who immigrate to the United Kingdom legally should have to pay for their healthcare for several years, not just the sort of thing they have to pay for a year or something, pay for their children's state schooling now for several years, and just completely unfair and just an impossible burden to bear. We've also got to ask ourselves, what a catastrophe it would be if there was no immigration whatsoever. So hundreds of thousands of jobs, maybe millions of jobs unfilled, particularly in the care sector, agriculture, construction, and in white collar occupations as well, in medicine, accountancy, banking, all sorts of things. So obviously every country needs immigration. The United Kingdom definitely needs it. It's just how much. I mean, I think 750,000 a year per annum is way too high. I wouldn't want it to be zero. Faced with a binary choice of the two, I suppose I'd pick the 750,000 per annum. And there's also Trussonomics. Remember, he hailed what Liz Truss was doing during her ill-starred 49 days as Prime Minister. Remember, her time at the helm was really cataclysmic. The United Kingdom just lost so much. I think economics have lost so much so fast, especially in peacetime. So her and Kamikaze Kwasi almost single-handedly crashing the economy. Now, I've never studied economics, but it just seemed to be unworkable to me. Of course, it's deeply alluring. I'd prefer to have low tax and have no tax if I could. But like Lord Rab Butler said, politics is the art of the possible. It was just too good to be true that you could cut taxes and magically cause very rapid economic growth, which would pay for itself, and the borrowing in the meantime could all be paid off. And obviously it spooked the market. So a deeply unconservative thing to do, which would be continuity, like Oakeshott saying, you know, society's a ship, just don't sink that ship. All right. Or like Sir Humphrey Appleby would say, a small C conservative, yes, minister, it's about still being here tomorrow. Yeah. So it's just about the avoidance of the worst and not utopian schemes, thinking you can refashion the world. Have to remember skepticism and detachment, and just not being too radical, steady as she goes, and being intellectually modest, humble, willing to learn from other ideologies such as socialism or liberalism, that they're not antithetical to conservatism. You can have a melange of these things. So he's too right wing economically, quite anti-intellectual. We're hailing this national service thing. Well, so much for civil liberty on that one, and just this knee-jerk anti-Europeanism. Now, I was a Brexiteer. I'm delighted the United Kingdom is outside the European Union, and is definitely gained from being outside the United Kingdom, outside the European Union, as in letters of independence, deregulation, not wasting money on the common agricultural policy and so forth. So that's all been a positive, being able to reduce immigration from the European Union. I know immigration overall has gone up, but if it weren't for Brexit, it'd be even higher than it is now, the crisis level. But anyway, but the gains still haven't been as much as I was hoping for, perhaps oversold. But cooperation in the European Union is not automatically a bad thing. And he speaks as though it is, and wanting to trash the Windsor Framework, or the Northern Ireland Protocol, as it's called, which would cause great aggro between the Republic of Ireland and the United Kingdom. And I really want as much unity between the two as I can. That was the one thing gave me pause for thought about Brexit, is sadly, Republic of Ireland and the United Kingdom, we got further apart. I'd like us to meld together. And that would also have a deleterious impact on relations between the United Kingdom and the European Union as a whole. That would cause more trade friction and so on. I don't want a recrudescence of conflict in Northern Ireland. And don't forget, majority of people in Northern Ireland want to be part of the European Union anyway. They're not, but economically they're treated as though they are. What else? And then just so anti-environmental, so scornful and scathing about all these peer-reviewed articles proving that climate change is happening. Climate change is chiefly anthropogenic. And yes, this is going to do us grave harm. So something's got to be done about it. And so dismissive of all these schemes, which have actually been highly successful to generate more renewable energy, to increase the UK's energy independence. And therefore, it won't have to worry about what's happening in the Middle East so much. It'll have moving to cleaner air. There'll be left fewer fires or oil slicks if things go wrong. Fewer explosions, you know, if an oil tanker sinks or whatever, it leaks, there could be a terrible oil slick. It's just a win. And yes, there is an economic cost in the short term, at least, but in the long term, it would make a huge saving. So short-sighted. Now he appeals to the Silver Foxes and the Blue Rinse Brigade, and it's completely honourable. Their opinions are as valid as those of anybody else. But a lot of the elderly people, they won't be alive in a few decades' time when climate change would be absolutely disastrous for us. So perhaps that's partly why they're short-sighted, or they were maybe too old, middle-aged, when all this is all proven, and unwilling to accept the inconvenient truth, as Al Gore would have called it, about climate change, that we're just going to have to live less well. The other thing is the sort of people he likes to attract. Well, I was friends with someone who's a Conservative parliamentary candidate many years ago, and saying, well, you know, some UKIP policies are quite attractive to Conservative voters. He said, well, the problem there is not the policies, it's the people. And hope not hate, and other people have done exposés of Reform UK candidates. And quite a few of them had said some quite appalling things, particularly racist things. Now, I'm not very sensitive, and I realise the bogus accusation racist is thrown around like confetti. And often this is a lie, often this is unfair, and so forth. That there are people on the left who'll say, racist, racist, racist. That's just how they breathe, calling people racist. Everything, everyone is racist. You're racist without knowing it. All whites are racist. Mathematics is racist. Anything is racist, right? But these are not bogus accusations. This is where the accusation is actually true. And people have said really noisome things. And Farage has not been kicking them out. As I say, he's got a track record of saying incendiary and unpalatable things himself. So I shan't be voting for Reform United Kingdom. I think it'd be obviously very bad news they form a government. The good news is they're not going to, other than they'll get two seats. The high estimates that they get four. But the big question is, what do they come to replace the Conservative Party? I don't think so. But, you know, Reform UK, formerly the Brexit Party, is not the flash in the pan I thought it was. I mean, will they still be here in 5 years' time? Probably in some form. They might have shriveled up and disappeared by then. He wants the hostile takeover of the Conservative Unionist Party. I don't think that's going to happen. But some of the more moderates in the party are probably going to be unseated. I don't think Rishi Sunak's going to be booted out in Richmond, Yorkshire, as some people claim. But Penny Morden and others, Jeremy Hunt, will probably lose. No, that's a good thing. They're both disgustful. Right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. I'm georgecallahan79@gmail.com on PayPal. Bye.